to the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Hey, Oklahoma. We at Oklahoma Natural Gas perform employee and contractor training and regular maintenance and inspections to check for leaks and damage to our pipeline system. Natural gas is flammable and can be ignited by heat, sparks, or flames. But you can help protect our pipes by being a dig hero. Just call 811 at least 48 hours, excluding the date of notification, weekends and holidays, before you dig. It's free, easy, and important for your safety. So be a dig hero. Call 811 and dig responsibly. If you need to report pipeline damage, or if you smell rotten eggs or hear a hissing sound, leave the area and immediately call 911 and us at 800-458-4251. For more information about natural gas safety, visit BeADigHeroOklahoma.com. This safety message is brought to you by Oklahoma Natural Gas, a division of One Gas.
Well, producers curious or confused by the latest USDA coronavirus assistance package, don't need to worry because we've got the expert. Dr. Amy Hagerman, assistant professor in agriculture and food policy at Oklahoma State University, gives us the details on the latest aid package.
Yeah, so this is actually using some of the funds that were passed in December. If you remember from the Consolidated Appropriations Act, it included some additional money for agriculture, as well as a little bit of money left over from the CARES Act all the way back last March 2020. And it's just distributing that back out to producers. Their target is to really hit any of those producers that may have had some impacts from COVID that weren't covered under the first couple of sign-up rounds for the coronavirus food assistance program.
Their target is to hit any of those producers who may not have been covered by previous plans. Hagerman says they really streamlined the process for producers.
So, for example, for our cattle producers around the state, they are going to use their CFAP 1 applications, the applications that were put out last, you know, May, June, July, into August even, and they're going to use those applications and issue new payments based on them. Similarly, for our row crop producers, it's going to be a top off of $20 per acre. All of those producers that were eligible under the CFAP 2 that put in an application, you know, in that fall process going out till December 11th, they will also be eligible for just new payments under that same application. No new application needed that would arrive in their bank account, similarly to the stimulus checks. And this is good news for us here in Oklahoma that they use for the CFAP 2 because all wheat classes are included in these $20 per acre top-off payments.
Hagerman said for producers who have not yet filed an application, you still have time.
Yeah, that's a really great point. And you haven't missed the boat, right? If you didn't put in an application under the CFAP 2, for example, they've extended that deadline. They're opening it back up starting April 5th, and that will go out, according to the release, at least 2 months. And producers will have an opportunity to go ahead and put in that CFAP 2 application if they haven't previously. Now, you know, we don't have a lot of details. Is that only going to be for the $20 per acre, or will they be able to get, you know, the original CFAP 2 rate plus the $20 per acre? We don't have those payment formula details out yet. But for anybody who just for whatever reason was eligible but missed that December 11th deadline, they did extend it back out. And, you know, again, USDA is really emphasizing that they want to reach out to anybody they didn't get the first time around.
Hagerman said if you've never applied for an FSA program, there will be some additional steps, but your first step should be logging onto farmers.gov, the website, because that's where you can find your local office and schedule your appointment. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's never too early to get a Kubota mower at your local Great Plains. Built to last and cut fast, there's a Kubota lawnmower for everyone. Right now, get low-rate Kubota financing on residential, commercial, stand-on, and diesel Kubota mowers. Let Great Plains Kubota help you turn your lawn into a work of art this spring. Visit our family of Kubota dealerships in Ada, Duncan, Edmond, Norman, Shawnee, and now Stillwater. Great Plains Kubota, the brand that works for you.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.